ongoing support for patients with peripheral artery disease, expanding to diabetic patients with threatened limbs. The project team included Dennis Narcissi, MD, Hope Weisler, MD, Will Ratliff, MBA, Bradley Hinsey, PhD, Pamela Cohen, BA, Daniel Costello, MPA, Holly Alvarado, PharmD, CCP, Manesh Patel, MD, Jill Engel, DNP, ACNP, Mary Schilder, RN, Benjamin Smith, PhD, Stephen Lipman, PhD, Tara Kennard, RN, MSN, MBA, Faye Farber, MD, Don Coleman, MD, and Skylar Jones, MD. Peripheral artery disease remains underdiagnosed and undertreated, which puts patients at risk for cardiovascular and neurovascular complications. We incorporated a predictive model for peripheral artery disease into a virtual rounding program and have intervened on over 350 patients since our go-live in January 2022. Now, we are measuring the downstream impact of these interventions for our patients with peripheral artery disease. We are also expanding our scope to proactively intervene on diabetic patients with threatened limbs.
What was the problem?
Peripheral artery disease is often underdiagnosed and undertreated, leading to significant health risks. Patients with peripheral artery disease face higher chances of heart attack, stroke, amputation, and death, with groups/communities with minority or lower socioeconomic status being disproportionately affected. At Duke, a previous study showed patients with untreated peripheral artery disease experience a 49% hospitalization rate, 8% amputation rate, and 15% mortality rate, placing their outcomes among the worst nationally. These adverse clinical outcomes not only affect patient health, but also contribute to increased costs for both patients and our health system. We have started to expand care for this disease through population health monitoring of peripheral artery disease. Meanwhile, we have an opportunity to expand our proactive interventions to Duke diabetic patients with threatened limbs to mitigate the risk of lower extremity amputation and other poor outcomes. Studies show that a high rate of patients in North Carolina receive a lower extremity amputation, even though preventive treatments exist to prevent this outcome.
What is the solution?
Our team is improving the care of Duke patients with peripheral artery disease through proactive identification and intervention to address gaps in their care. We designed and implemented a peripheral artery disease virtual rounding program. This program features a peripheral artery disease predictive model, which generates intervention recommendations to patients' primary care physicians ahead of scheduled visits. The model runs on all adult patients with a Duke University Health System clinical encounter that included at least one of 108 peripheral artery disease-related diagnosis codes. A risk score is generated for each patient in the model cohort, indicating the likelihood that the patient has peripheral artery disease. Each week prior to the rounds, a peripheral artery disease specialist reviews the charts of high risk for peripheral artery disease patients who have a primary care provider appointment in the upcoming week to generate actionable recommendations to the primary care provider at a time when the primary care provider is thinking about the patient. Final recommendations are discussed at the weekly rounds by a multidisciplinary team that includes the peripheral artery disease specialist, a pharmacist, and a Duke population health lead, and are then sent to the patient's primary care provider. For our diabetic patients with threatened limbs, we created a threatened limb patient registry, which went live on a Tableau dashboard in December 2023. The registry focuses on two cohorts. First, patients with a diabetes diagnosis who also had a lower extremity wound within the past year. Second, those with uncontrolled diabetes indicated by a high blood sugar level who also had a foot deformity or peripheral artery disease diagnosis in the same time frame. Weekly, we scan Duke's electronic health record data to assess all patients for whether they meet the inclusion criteria for either cohort. We upload newly identified patients to the registry with relevant data on recent and upcoming care. What does the impact look like, and what are the impact opportunities? Since going live with the peripheral artery disease virtual rounds workflow in January 2022, the peripheral artery disease rounding team has intervened on over 350 patients with a variety of patient-tailored intervention suggestions to the patient's primary care providers. We are currently assessing the intervention cohort for subsequent positive outcomes in care. Concurrently, for our diabetic patients with threatened limbs, we identified opportunities to close gaps in care and are working with health leadership to increase Duke Health resources to accomplish this. Through the threatened limb dashboard, we observe opportunities to increase clinic follow-up for our 3,065 diabetic patients with a lower extremity wound and our 982 patients with uncontrolled diabetes mellitus and a foot deformity or peripheral artery disease. Next steps. We will evaluate the impact of our pilot on clinical and cost outcomes for our patients compared with the Duke patient population pre-implementation. We will maintain the peripheral artery disease virtual rounding process, seeking feedback for optimization from key stakeholders, especially our primary care providers. For our threatened limb initiative, we will optimize the threatened limb patient registry dashboard, finalize a distinct rounding workflow for these patients, and plan to go live with interventions and impact measurement tracking in early 2025. We will evaluate the impact of our pilot on clinical and cost outcomes for our patients compared with the Duke patient population pre-implementation. We will maintain the peripheral artery disease virtual rounding process, seeking feedback for optimization from key stakeholders, especially our primary care providers. For our threatened limb initiative, we will optimize the threatened limb patient registry dashboard, finalize a distinct rounding workflow for these patients, and plan to go live with interventions and impact measurement tracking in early 2025.